Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in Mark chapter 13 and we're in verses 9 through 13 in the New English Translation. It says this, "You must watch out for yourselves. You will be handed over to councils and beaten in the synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a witness to them. First, the gospel must be preached to all nations. When they arrest you and hand you over for trial, do not worry about what to speak, but say whatever is given to you at that time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will hand over brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, these are hard words. And as one who lives in a first world country who does not necessarily experience persecution on these levels, it's hard for me to understand. But I know very well that I have brothers and sisters around the world who these verses are very real to them. This is their day in and day out life. There are those who have made a decision for you and have been persecuted by their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters. They have been handed over to the authorities because they have named your name, Lord. We pray for steadfastness and we pray for strength for those who are suffering for your name's sake right now. And Lord, I thank you that the missionary heart is present in the midst of this particular scripture. It says the gospel must be preached to all nations. And we know that at the end of time, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are the Lord, to the glory of God the Father, but that every tribe, every tongue, every nation will say those kinds of words. They will worship you. And so, Lord, help us to have a missionary heart even today. And I don't know exactly what that will mean. It might mean that we fund a mission effort in another country. It may mean that we live missionally in our neighborhoods. It can mean all those things, Lord, but help us to be world Christians, ones whose heart bleeds and bends toward the woes of the world. Help us to be aware that there is more going on than just what's within our own countries. Lord, keep us alert and alive to what you are doing throughout the world, and help us to understand that you have a plan of salvation for all of us, everyone, no matter what the color of our skin is, no matter if we're enslaved or not, no matter if we're from a wealthy country or a poor country, a dictatorship or a country of freedom. Lord, we know that you have a plan. We particularly pray for those in China today who are within the underground church, and happen to know that there's some persecution going on there. And so I pray that you would help those who are being imprisoned for your sake to stand strong, to experience your spirit. And I pray that there would be revivals breaking out in those prisons, Lord, that you would use those pastors and leaders in those prison situations to bring light to a dark place. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you that the word of God cannot be contained, that no wall of man, no prison can prevent you from doing your great work. And we just rejoice in the fact that when Paul was in prison, great work was being done. Even the guard around him were meeting you, Lord. So the gospel is never in prison, so help us to rest in that. Lord, for those who are having difficult times in their families because of their faith, I pray for strength today. Some people listening today, they have family members who just simply don't understand them, or maybe it's more severe, they have disowned them because they name the name of Christ. I pray you would help them to stand strong today and to experience your favor, that you have adopted them into your family. And even if our families forsake us, you will not. You will stay with us, and we thank you for that. Lord, we want to be those who endure to the end. And Lord, as I look at this world and the darkness of it, sometimes it seems impossible, but with you, all things are possible. So we cast ourselves upon you and we ask for your help, and we thank you for the Spirit and his work in our lives. We're so grateful. We have not been abandoned. We love you. We need you. We revere you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help us out, you can do a quick little rating on iTunes or Stitcher. And if you want to really go overboard, you can write a 2-3 sentence review about what this podcast means to you. That will help it get into the hands of more folks. I think we're ranked at like number 200 something in Yugoslavia, so we're doing really good there. And if you're the person listening in Yugoslavia, or maybe one of the 10 people listening, hey, let me know. I would love to know. You can email me at mary@marriedmuth.com.